This is Adults Talking Anime Plus. We are your anime siblings, Inga.
And Thor.
And we're back at it again.
Yeah.
Talking anime, baby.
We're like approximately 10 weeks into the season.
The summer season.
Which is approximately 8 weeks for dubbed episodes.
Perfect. Perfect.
Unless,
perfect,
of course, it's not that popular, in which case it's like...
Also, or here's all of the dubs.
Or possibly no dubs.
Or zero dubs.
Yeah, or it's Demon Slayer's caught up.
Yeah. You know what I think is crazy, though? Hmm. The fact that you speak of no dubs. So I've been watching the shoujo, which is My Love Story with Yamada-kun, level 999. I love it, for one. But it's also not getting a dub.
Yeah. Hey, there's another one that's top 10. It's it's been consistently on the top 10 list. Just not no dub.
That's just so wild.
Loafer, Skip and Loafer. That's what it is.
Oh, Skip and
Yeah, I was going to put it on.
Yeah, no dub.
No dub. Portuguese dub.
Crazy.
Good Portuguese dub.
So have you been practicing your Portuguese?
And this is where, you know, Duolingo is two lingos. And that, unfortunately... I wasn't taking Trilingo this entire time. I haven't taken Quadlingo. I've been doing Duolingo.
I guess it would be insane to try to learn more than one language at a time if you already barely know the original language.
I'll never understand why I took Latin.
It's supposed to be
and it didn't.
It's
the root of all the languages, you understand none of them.
Oh, I thought it was the root of... I mean, yeah, I guess I thought English specifically, but...
Oh, I think it's the root of language.
Mm, and it didn't help you at all.
I mean...
I took Spanish.
Prefixes can only help you so much.
When my mom did my Spanish homework, and sometimes I did not do good. But we're not talking about languages. We're talking about, I guess, we started off with an anime that wasn't getting a dub. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah?
Maybe I'll just dub Yamada-kun myself, because it's so...
It's time.
This is my announcement that I'll just be doing all of the characters.
Every single one?
Every single
one.
Wow,
you've got range.
It's going to be more like an audiobook, but with pictures.
Yeah. You know what's... The people you follow on Twitter are the voice actors. I see constant people putting together, like, I'm going to put together a bunch of people who are good voice actors. And I was like, what about amateurs with no experience? You want to put a roster together of amateurs?
I mean, that's pretty much what they're actually doing.
No XP?
Because real experienced voice actors, for the most part, are not submitting to another voice actor's...
On Twitter?
List of... Even though they do have some really good casting calls on there. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Haley sent me a few. I was never around my mic.
Wow.
To ever actually be able to do them.
You should just send this in. It's the audition.
Here, guys. Check out this podcast. It's one long audition. Did I show range? Who knows? Did she do it? I don't know. Anyway, I love it. It's such a good shoujo. I'm incredibly disappointed that... I mean, from everything I've read thus far, it says it's not going to get a dub. And if it was going to get a dub, I feel like it would already be getting dubbed.
Yeah.
Since it's consecutively airing right now, like most animes. But I'm wondering, it's one of those, I'm not even sure. I don't know how the story's going to end. I think, I don't know how it's going to end.
Wow.
Like most things. I'm just saying, I don't know how it's going to end. And I think it's possibly, I don't know if it's a light novel or a manga that's been adapted. And I think it's ongoing. So maybe there is a possibility. I don't know how it works. I don't know how the industry works.
You know, we should... like a goal for ourselves should be, is starting to pay attention to
the
directors.
Industry? Oh. I thought studios was a good...
I think it's good, but it's very obvious to me when, like, MAPPA is doing stuff. And it's cool.
Is it the artwork or what?
For sure. And also the MAPPA thing. That's the beginning of every episode.
The motorcycle guys?
Yeah, the motorcycle guys.
Nice.
So that's an indicator to
Even though I don't think they are, but maybe they are.
What do you mean?
I don't know if that intro is before every MAPPA show. I don't think I've only really noticed it for Hell's Paradise.
And Vinland Saga.
Ah, I didn't.
For sure.
I haven't
watched that
Vinland
every week.
Every week.
Yeah, Vinland Saga is good.
Is
Vinland
it?
Vinland Saga is good.
You're back on?
You know what? It's just one of those things where you keep watching it.
The end. I got one of those too. Is it good? I'm going to keep watching it, though, regardless of it being good or not.
I certainly don't want to miss out And I have put in significant time.
Hey, that's so. What it really boils down to is how much time have you sunk into something? I'll continue to watch things that might not be the best, but because I've already watched so much of it.
Correct.
Has your curiosity finally peaked? Is it that like I just kind of want to know the end of the story?
Spell peaked.
P-E-A-K. Oh, no, it's that's like a peak.
Peak your interest. P-I-Q-U-E.
No. Oh,
we learned this just the other day.
Oh, yeah, and I already forgot it. These are all, if you want to feel stupid, look up words that people don't know.
Or just like that, yeah, you chat GPT, like what are common phrases, sayings, yeah, that, sayings people that people misunderstand or oh, yeah. get wrong or whatever?
PQE, your yeah, interest.
PQE, your interest. Yeah, it turns out we've also been saying QUE wrong. PQE. Correct.
That's the only way I'll remember how to spell it and how you're supposed to use it in a sentence.
Yeah, no, it, and... So the part that we're getting to is that they're about to, in the dub, they're about to go to war again.
Oh, okay.
And with people that our boy Thorfinn has previously known. So the king is coming on shore. This entire season, our main character, Thorfinn, he didn't really have a purpose because he didn't have revenge anymore. The person he was trying to...
Revenge? His mentor?
Yeah. Yeah, that's rough. No longer around.
Oh, he died.
I don't know.
Oh, all right.
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, don't tell me. I'll figure it out.
Or
myself.
Do you want to blame? Like, are you going to watch it?
I think so.
Well, see, this is why this is the tiptoeing that I'm doing because we are in season two, meaning that I think the first season was 26 episodes, so I am walking around 38 episodes of no spoilers.
Here's
right now.
The thing. Yeah? I mean, I don't even know if it matters because again, that'd be like trying to not spoil. I was going to say Naruto, but that's
not even,
that's
yeah.
100 million episodes. And it's also super old at this point in time. I'm trying to think of like, what would be something that somebody would have seen that you're like, oh, I'm not going to spoil that. I mean, it'd be like trying to spoil not the first season of Demon Slayer.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But it's more like the person hasn't started watching this season of Demon Slayer.
Yeah, that would be, well, I don't know. We're a podcast. We're going to spoil it.
We're a podcast.
We're a podcast.
And I don't necessarily... I'm not doing it for the listeners. I'm doing it more for you.
I know. You're trying to decide... Okay, don't tell me because you're right. If I know too much, then maybe I won't want to watch it.
Because sometimes my descriptions are so good. You know, like, it could be one of the best things, and you're like, oh my gosh, that was so detailed, so informative. You articulated every bit of suspense and every twist and turn, so therefore, I don't need to see it because that story you told me... was better than anything I could have visually
seen. Yeah, and could you imagine? What if you hype it up? That happens too often, too. It gets
I
too,
hype things
not
up. Yeah,
you.
No, I'm too good
just
at hyping.
Just saying in general.
No, I'm a great hyper.
People, hype men. People, hype person.
Yeah.
People hype things up too much, and then all of a sudden somebody goes to watch it, and then they're like, this is not as good as the person described. They made it sound like it was going to be funny, or like better. I don't know why I went with funny, because a lot of times I think it... comedy lens for that where you're like, oh my god, this is the funniest thing
unrelated
I've
ever. So one, you told me to watch Mashal.
I did.
Mashal, very funny. Also, we're up to date with Mashal. Mashal only has
two episodes
of dub, so if we're in week 10 or something, everybody, comedy's 8 weeks behind. So let's also keep that in mind for the sub dub combo.
Even
10
though...
weeks in, two episodes of dub.
Yeah, what?
We're
what kind of schedule is
cruising?
Crunchyroll, what do we got going on here?
We're cruising.
Nobody knows when anything comes out, even though I think I've seen enough little like gifs or memes about Mashal where it's like, it's Mashal Saturday. So I think Mashal comes out on Saturdays, but the dubs couldn't tell you.
It would be such a bold gif if they said Mashal Saturday and it doesn't come out that day.
That'd be so funny, though. I mean, why not?
Because that's a perfect thing for that show. But it does remind you of One Punch Man.
It does. I summed it up as it gave me, and the only reason it gave me the feeling of fairy tale is they definitely open up with an opening.
Yeah, the opening's funny.
But it's like how fairy tale is like, this is Fiore, where everybody does, you know, some people have magic and some people don't. Mashal does something very similar, like, this is this land. Everybody uses magic.
These shows, so that this one I think is funny.
Yeah.
Because it's, I watched it with Lena, so a casual anime person, right?
Yes. Did she like it?
She laughed at certain parts, but I laughed at the opening thing where it says, welcome to the magical world where people do magic. And that's funny because it does instantly think like, oh, every single fantasy show does tell you that this is a fantastical world where people are fantastic.
Uh-huh.
But you listen to it and you don't even register it.
Yeah.
And so after it, I was like, oh, let's watch like an episode of One Punch Man.
Yeah.
That first episode of One Punch Man is not that funny.
Really?
I watched it and I didn't really laugh out loud. I mean, I kind of laughed at him ignoring every villain doing their backstory.
Yeah.
And completely zoning out.
Yes.
But I guess One Punch Man has a pretty high bar for things that you have to watch. And I don't know. I don't think that the first episode really got me laughing.
Interesting.
So I don't know when it turned, but I do remember loving One Punch Man. I was trying to use this as an excuse to finally watch season two of it, but I don't know if I'm gonna make it through.
That's so funny. Ooh, you've had the...
I challenge you.
You've had enough time to get past One Punch Man that it's not necessarily funny, or maybe it's just not a strong opening.
It might not be one like you passes the one episode test. Like maybe this is one where you had to have a traditional three episodes to keep going, and if you put the three episodes in, it got really funny.
So
I'd be interested in your opinion.
I will do that. One Punch Man challenge accepted.
Yeah,
accepted, taken and accepted. I do want to talk about Mashal a little bit more, though. I actually continued on in the sub. The dub is very funny, though. The sub is still funny. There were a lot of moments in Mashal that just make you laugh out loud, which, I don't know, I thought was really fun, but it did. It gave me fairy tale vibes. It gave me One Punch Man. It gave me, Black Clover, in the fact that, like, Mash doesn't have any magic. So, of course, he's a magic user who can't, or he's not a magic user, but he trains really, really hard. His grandfather made him train, or father, grandfather, I'm not sure, makes him, oh, it's father,
mm-hmm.
Makes him train really hard because he doesn't have magic and he loves to eat cream puffs.
It's so funny. In that line, you guys like, this guy's chomping cream puffs in front of me. Anytime you describe someone just chomping cream puffs, what are you just going to chomp cream puffs?
You can't just eat cream puffs right now. What are you doing?
You can't be chomping cream puffs right now.
And I always love that his father's like, oh, he's such a good boy. Mashal, don't do that. He's like, okay, I won't. And he immediately does the thing. I'm sorry. But he's like, not sorry about it at all. There is some wild stuff that's coming up, but it's very funny. I will continue to watch the dub too, because this is one of those you can put on in the background. You don't have to super pay attention, but you should, because there are a lot of funny parts. But it's fun. It's not gonna win any anime awards, but it's a fun anime.
Hey, it was number 10 on this week's top 10.
Oh, I had no idea.
It won a weekly award.
Oh,
if it's an award, I don't know.
No, I think it's just a ranking.
Just a ranking
of the current 10 animes. Do you, of course, you don't have them off the top of your head.
I think I do, actually.
The top 10 animes right now. Because I don't know what I'm watching. I really keep talking about activating this High Dive subscription I have.
Yeah.
That, like, one free month of High Dive.
It's probably time.
It probably is time. Because, like you said in a tweet, if you guys aren't following us on Twitter, go check out our sweet Twitter handle.
Check out the handle and check out the tweets. That's what you do on that show.
Yeah, right.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's it. We put out a bunch of episodes on Twitter. We put out tons of episodes on Twitter, so just go ahead and check that out. So here's the top 10.
Give it to me.
The Dangers in My Heart.
Nope, haven't heard of that.
Loving Yamada.
Love it.
Dr. Stone.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Insomniacs After School.
Okay.
Kamikatsu.
That sounds fun. I've never heard that one either.
Tengoku Daimakyo.
Jeez.
Skip and Loafer.
All right.
Vinland Saga.
Sure.
Kubo Won't Let Me Be Invisible.
Okay.
And Mashal Magic and Muscles.
Wow. I am not watching.
And no Demon Slayer this week, apparently.
I think people are mad at Demon Slayer.
Interesting.
I do. I think, I mean, so far, now that I've read one scathing article about Demon Slayer, I can't get it out of my mind.
Highly influenced.
I am highly influenced.
One of the things that we're working on.
Yes.
Is impactful tweets. Because I noticed a theme was that we were just reacting.
Yes.
Out of context.
Absolutely. I'm not going to lie. You encouraged me to tweet anything.
Correct. I think it's a start. But that's when if you don't tweet anything.
It's true.
Then you don't know how to get better.
At tweeting.
At tweeting.
Yeah.
You know, because currently our method has...
I don't even know it. For just audio only, it's not a graph.
And it's not going
anywhere.
Yeah, if you picture a graph, first off, all right? Now, the data in the graph, non-existent. So far, we've gotten a graph.
It's a pie chart, really.
At some point, we'd like a line, possibly a pie chart. But currently, we've, as far as Twitter is concerned, we are gathering data.
Yeah, we're gathering the data, which is so funny because Twitter's been around for so long. So I'm sure there's, well,
we're gathering data on Twitter.
It's the early 2000s and we're trying to figure it out. Oh boy. Yeah, no, I read that one scathing article on about Demon Slayer and now it's stuck in my head and now I'm starting to, like, I'm seeing Demon Slayer through a different lens. Even though I think I was still on the same track.
This episode was great.
This episode was great.
Yeah, this episode was great.
I agree. I liked
but
it.
You know what? No flashback.
They did flash. Did you not hear me for a second when I went, oh no, they did flash right back to him and his brother dying.
Oh, for the moment. Yeah, and, they did
and
it
then,
for a moment.
And talking about his wife and the two girls that came to, like, bring him back to life. It wasn't very long, but it gave me a Naruto, like, oh no, we just, it's like watching Naruto and Sasuke have that fight over and over and over again.
Which
or,
is why I was thinking about we should pay attention to directors of episodes.
Oh.
Because watching Blue Lock, what I really liked is whoever was, because, you know, I think it happens in a couple
parts. I don't think directors change, though.
Well, they have to combine whatever the chapters are. I don't think the chapters are 100% the exact same length. And so you have to chop it up for commercials. And then, because I would just blow my mind if the exact amount of page and conversation length just completely equaled out to the 21 minutes.
It doesn't. No, so, they 100%. No, but see, I think you're going like directors, but there's also like screenplays. You know who would be a great person to really talk about this with?
Who?
Haley.
Yeah, it'd be useful.
She's an animatic editor. She literally gets the rough drawings of, she does cartoons, but.
We should do that thing where we ask her questions on recording, and then we can just play it here so that way we understand, and then she can listen to the episode to hear our response to whatever the, I mean, or she can just give us answers in the ether.
She could.
Because that's my thing, is that in Blue Lock, perfect endings where they don't do the explanations in the beginning of the following episode.
Mm-hmm.
And the action happens at the end. So you're getting amped, and you peak at ampage. But also it resolves.
Yes.
Like, he makes the goal at the end of the episode. And then he explains why he got the goal at the beginning of the next episode. Because it puts you right back in that spot where you're like, oh.
Yeah.
What's going to happen next? And then you can then you've earned the right to slow it down a little bit because you've instantly reminded me of why something's cool. And if you're binging, I mean, you're in for a roller coaster.
So you've restarted Blue Lock.
Yeah, I was on the Peloton.
Yeah. Oh, so you just thought, hey, I'm going to restart this because I'm on the Peloton.
Yeah, because I've got Cody in front of me and he's either going to be very funny.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to look at Blue Lock and rewatching the first episode.
It's good. It holds up.
I mean, you know what? If you've ever been asking yourself, does an anime hold up?
5 minutes after it ended.
5 months later? The answer is yes. Blue Lock does. And check in next month when we say if it makes it another month.
I'm letting you know. I've already rewatched it twice. I've fully rewatched Blue Lock twice.
And you haven't been Pelotoning.
And I haven't. I'm
do it. Just put it on the Peloton.
It should work out. Yeah, maybe. There it is. Yeah, no, can't do it though. Love the Blue Lock. They're just doing it for me.
Yeah, so that's my thing.
I agree. Well, anyway, so I guess since we're talking about Demon Slayer, and I would say overall, the pacing of Demon Slayer has been atrocious. That's really what it boils down to.
I can't run to it.
No.
I can't Peloton to it.
I don't know if all of the episodes should have just been hour-long episodes or really if, because somebody I read somewhere on Twitter that apparently Twitter's our new reference point. I read somebody was saying on Twitter that the part of course I can't think of what's his name? Tokito. Yeah. I don't think that's his name. Tokito. Whatever.
Muchiro.
Yeah, I'm going to call him Muchiro. Because I was like, I cannot think of what his real name is. Muchiro. I was reading that somebody was saying that in the manga that it's not that long of a chapter.
This is what I was saying.
Yeah.
Is that how they're putting together the chapters.
Yeah.
I think that when you're whiteboarding the stuff and you're putting it together, someone's making a decision, and I think some of it comes down, I don't know if the director's involved, if that's a key player, but I generally think that directors are involved in that process.
Yeah.
And so if the choice was, hey, we just got to get through this.
Yeah, some people were saying that some of these flashbacks, like they, in the anime, that they were like drawing them out more, or that this fight would have been over very, very fast. And that this arc would then be very, very short, that they wouldn't have had enough to do, I guess, a full season. And I'm assuming the full season is 12 to 13 episodes.
It seems like these arcs are getting shorter.
I mean, Demon Slayer is done.
Because if you think about, I mean, Mugen Train was almost no arc at all.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was, what, 2 hours?
Hence why they did it as a movie, though.
Yeah, but 2 hours, if you chop that up into anime form.
I mean, they did.
And that's only...
like 6 episodes?
Maybe
2 hours divided by 20.
By 20.
It's 120.
Impossible to know, everybody. It's impossible to know. Unfortunately, this isn't a math podcast.
This is not a math podcast.
So you do the math. You let us know.
Yeah, I think that's 60 minutes. So that's basically an hour.
That's 3 episodes.
And it was. So if you think episodes. About the first 3 episodes of that first season, where they just cut up the movie and add some extra scenes. Which was real bullshit, guys. I didn't watch it. I skipped those first 3 episodes.
Me too.
And then just went right into Tengen's whole entertainment arc. That was very fun. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just... I don't know. Do they just need to be making Demon Slayer movies? Maybe.
Or what? You just straight up release them weekly.
What do you mean?
Like, if you've got the material, is it better to just release them weekly until you're done with the material?
They are releasing the anime weekly.
But not really, though, because they're doing the seasons where it's just like,
oh,
you know, like versus...
They still have to draw. I mean, you still got
to
give...
You know, you still got to draw, guys.
You still have to give them draw. Time to, like, draw and stuff.
I know, but maybe some things you got, especially if it's going to have a definitive ending.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
And if you're going to have a break. Like, whenever they finished... it's almost like at that point in time, can you just draw it out, or do they know it's going to be popular enough to support multiple movies?
I just think it's very interesting that the last 3 episodes are going to be hour-long episodes.
Yeah.
So what is that even telling us? That there was so much information at the very end that they had to break it, that they couldn't condense it enough into an hour? And if they end on cliffhangers, I mean... Because here's the thing. Blue Lock didn't really have cliffhangers. Like, each thing. And I still was very excited to watch the next episode of Blue Lock.
But also, the middle of Blue Lock was just a random point. Like, when episodes ended, in between them scoring...
Yeah.
It's like, yes, it wasn't necessarily a cliffhanger, but you know the show had to end. I guess they could be cliffhangers.
Yeah. I just think the problem is that the fights feel unfinished, or like you said, you can never get that hyped up or as invested because, yes, you're either flashing back to something.
Totally, to sum up my opinion on it.
Sure.
I bring everything down to exercising and whether or not I can run through things.
Yeah.
Like, because when you hear certain music in anime
and
you see certain things, it's very, very hypeful. Like, one of the most hyped episodes of anything.
Mm-hmm. What is the most hyped episode of anything?
Aoba Joshi, when IQ, when they're playing that team.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is the most hype because it starts in the third set.
Yeah.
And that's the one where you see the other guy going, you know, six strong people are stronger than one incredibly talented person.
Yeah.
And he has that scene. Everyone's going, saying, last chance,
yeah.
Last chance.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, and then he goes and he does a very far, long set, and he goes into the table, and he says, genius genius blossoms or blooms, but talent is something that's crafted over time.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my god, who am I rooting for
it's
now?
Oh, so true.
Yeah, everything in that.
They lose, though.
Our Aoba Joshi loses. They win. They win that one.
Oh.
That's the final set of their second match.
Oh, but this is the second season, not the first time they face them.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, because the first time they face them, they lose.
Yeah, but okay. I think that's early in the season. They get throttled.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
They get throttled, and this is the end of that season.
Got it.
Oh, yeah, no, this is the first season.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to know where we are on Haiku.
Yeah, because then the next one's training camp.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
they go against the Shiratori Kosai. I mean, I'm very...
My Japanese has only gotten better since I've gotten back from Japan.
I don't know about that. Trilingual needs to be an app.
Too many linguos. Can do them.
Yeah, so but that's where I base it off of. If you watch that episode, you can get through 20 minutes of a workout without a problem because you're just so amped up the entire time.
I also think when an episode feels very fast.
Correct. That's why, though.
Yeah.
If you're running and you're on a bike and 20 minutes goes by, you're like, oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a few animes I could say that I was like, just to bring my, and I am doing an Inuyasha rewatch, but just to throw it to Inuyasha, there were times where I would like, I'd be hyped, I'm going to watch this episode, and it would be so fast. Because the action, it was like, bang, bang, boom, Tetsuya.
Wind Scar,
you know, Kagome. And they destroyed the monster, episode over, and you're like, that was 5 minutes. That was, we're done.
Demon Slayer was long excerpt. They were doing very twisty turns in the demon world for a very long time.
I felt like they wanted to show us all their 3D effects.
And then the fight has been, it's almost been like the first time that you use a car that has auto brakes.
Yeah.
And you know where it's like, bup, 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 bup.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're not stopped, but apparently it hitting the brakes very quickly slows you down faster.
Yeah.
And that's much a safer way to brake. Don't just slam on your brakes if you don't have ABS, everybody.
That's true. Because then you'll skid. Word of advice.
Yeah. So that's how you just safely
drive. How to drive a car.
Yeah. That's that segment. And. But yeah, it's felt so choppy.
I agree. And also, did it feel a little like, which I was really happy. He beat the upper demon, but it also felt a little anticlimactic. Does that make sense? It felt a little anticlimactic right at the end.
Yeah. I like that, though, because it just shows how much more powerful he is than...
The demon.
No.
Oh.
Than...
Tanjiro. Ah, okay.
Yeah, I dislike how fast Tanjiro is getting powerful because it doesn't make sense to me.
Interesting.
Like, these guys are also out there hunting upper-class demons. He's just, for some reason...
Keeps coming across them.
Yeah.
Yeah, keeps coming across them.
He needs a little bit of time to heal.
Yeah, I
trust
hurt.
That he's getting stronger, but it would kill me that he's bridging that gap as quickly as it is.
Yes.
And it would also, I like the fact that he's related to he has sun breathing.
Yeah.
And he also had the marks that Tanjiro gets sometimes.
Yes.
And this time Tanjiro was able to get it right off the bat, but he still had a massive gap between strength of this one. Because he still had an opportunity to take out that demon.
Who?
Tanjiro.
Yeah.
Because he was slicing it.
That's true.
But he couldn't get through.
Nope. Couldn't get through. But I think, like you pointed out, that the fact that Nezuko is really leading the charge on some of this, like,
almost entirely. Yeah.
She's the reason why he's able to, like, that it doesn't feel like such a cheat code.
Correct.
When, you know, Nezuko's blood is what's helping him do fire, you know, flame fighting and all of the above. So it's not so much like, oh my god, look, I just did this thing. It's, you know, it's a, you know, the duo, they're doing it together. And then I do like that Muichiro got a little bit more of, like, I guess he was getting his memories. That was the other thing that was happening. I think he's a blank slate, no emotion, and then these memories are coming to him. Maybe that's what it was. These memories are coming to him as he's fighting too.
Yeah.
And that he's remembering things that he had put behind a wall and forgot about. And so then, because I think at the very end, when he sticks out his tongue and he's kind of being a brat, it's very fun. It kind of shows you that he's got this little, like, bratty attitude, which is really fun. And you see a little bit, you got to see how hard he works and that he is actually a really strong Hashira. I'd be interested to know in the rankings of the Hashiras where he actually... false.
Publicize them. Make them public. What are you
I'm
hiding?
I'm pretty sure they...
What are they hiding?
They do. I think they do have
publish
a ranking list of the strongest Hashiras. I think we just don't know it.
I don't know if they've gone over that in the episode.
No. I'm just saying somebody did it online.
Yeah, so that's someone's opinion of
the
strongest.
No, I think it's based on the manga.
Based off of...
Yeah, strongest Hashira ranks, game rank, or gamerant.com.
Okay.
You know my favorite, the segment where I... bring up an article I haven't read and talk about it immediately. So hold on, let's see, it's been updated.
Good.
Which
to me means was wrong the first time.
That's very funny. So let's see. Oh wait, hold on, maybe I shouldn't read this. Wait, I'm scared.
Yeah, don't even read it.
It doesn't really give you a
correct.
Well, it does, but it doesn't. It says, I don't know, because then by this list, he would be, if you do, how many Hashiras are there? 10?
I guess.
I don't know. I'm making that part up. Oh, wait a second. But they're going way back in time on this. So, like, they're going back to, like, people who have retired from being Hashiras.
So, ultimately, I don't know if there's an actual list. I think there's speculation. Sure there is. No, because they would put it on the show.
Oh, no. Here it is. These are Demon Slayer Hashiras ranked by raw strength. So, number one is the Stone Hashira, Giyomi. Number two... apparently was Rengoku. Number three is Giyu. Number four is, I don't know that one, Saname. Oh, Tsunami. The brother.
Mm-hmm.
Number five is supposed to be Tengen. Number six is Obani, the snake Hashira.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven is Mitsuri, even though I think she's been, I'm excited for Mitsuri. Number nine, I know I skipped one, is Shinobu. So technically she's the weakest. And then Muchiro is eight. How does that, ooh, yikes. That makes
Rengoku's death.
That makes Rengoku's death even more devastating.
Yeah, well, because he's the number two. I don't know who published this list.
I know, I didn't, I don't know how confident we should be in that list.
In this one list?
This one, I'm not going to say we have to
questioning all lists.
Because I'm just saying Muchiro seems strong as hell.
He beat upper rank by himself. We just had Tengen.
I know.
Tengen with,
but that was
everyone
two
else.
Demons.
No. Because it's just still the one. It was Daki and Gyutaro.
Split in half. I mean, Gyutaro was stronger than Daki, but Daki was still pretty strong.
But they were the only reason they were in upper rank was because they were together.
Oh,
and
true.
So that's why you had to slash,
you had to
them
slash
both.
Their heads at the same time.
Yes, which
okay.
makes it difficult.
Very
for sure.
difficult. Yeah.
But combined, they were three away from the other one.
Yeah. And I mean, and he did, but Tengen, I don't know. It makes you say Tengen's pretty damn strong, though. But he technically had six
but
people.
But Tengen also had to retire.
Well, yeah, he's got
one eye
and one hand.
And one hand.
It's true. You can't really fight demons when you're mm-hmm. lacking so many body parts.
So when it's just like, it seems like the ranking to me is a little bit wild because that's just such a big gap.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me the number two guy,
I know,
lost to the number three demon,
who wasn't even upper rank. But
well, upper rank? No, he is upper rank three.
Yeah, but he had already fought. The problem with Rengoku and his whole situation was that he wasn't 100%.
Yes, he was
when he fought that last demon.
Yeah.
No, no. The demon that killed him.
Yeah, he was 100%. The only thing that Rengoku did was protect the back five cars. Tanjiro got the most damage. He had a knife wound, so he couldn't even assist him. So it was strictly Rengoku one-on-one. Also, the only reason I know this...
because you just recently watched it.
It's phenomenal to run to. The Rengoku fight and music is extremely epic.
I gotta watch it again, then. Yeah. I think it's been enough time that I've now
Tanjiro
forgotten.
Tanjiro got stabbed by the passenger.
Mm-hmm.
They got flung off the train, but Tanjiro and...
but he was already dying. Not dying, but he'd already...
Tanjiro?
No. Rengoku. Mm-mm. So Rengoku at the end, they beat that demon. Something's happening to him. He's not in good shape.
No, he's 100% fine. And he coaches Tanjiro how to breathe to stop a critical wound.
Okay.
Then the upper rank comes out and immediately tries to kill Tanjiro.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a slash and then questions, why would you go after somebody who's injured when there's a Hashira right in front of you? And mm-hmm. then the guy goes, because I didn't want you to be distracted when we go through this fight.
Interesting.
And that's how that kicks off. But he's in good shape. He's not like it was him versus him versus
oh
yeah.
Well, then that's a bummer. That, I don't know. I'm gonna have to rewatch it. I believe you. But I also don't believe you.
Turns out he had an internal disease.
It's not the way I remembered it going down.
I know. Well, because I would agree. Because he had to have meant something and. Yeah. We can see that there's pretty drastic gaps in strength.
Yeah, I also think the rankings are pretty, even for the demons. I think the demons upper five or whatever, the ranking is a little insane. I'm not entirely sure. Because I also think one of them is ranked lower than he probably should be.
You dislike the pot guy. You just
I hate him.
You just don't like the fact that the pot guy died so quickly.
No, here's the thing. I think he should have died faster.
Oh, even?
Yes.
I think Muchiro is very strong.
I think Muchiro is still...
I think he's got sun breathing, and then when if you can breathe and get marks on your face.
Yeah. But he's the Mist Hashira. So did he ever use sun breathing at any point in time?
I think he has to have whatever. So whenever Tanjiro is using that breathing, he's getting that colored in.
Yeah, his scar gets bigger. Scar. Yeah.
And when he came out of the pot, out of the water pot, he had those marks on his cheek. So I think he activated some sort of
He clicked back. He clicked back in and was like, I mean, I also then I do kind of like then it was less than I take my statement back about it being a little anticlimactic, because then he was like, booyah, I'm super strong.
And I think it can still be anticlimactic because you're like, this one just died like that.
Yeah.
But I think it's an emphasis of how drastically strong this guy had potential, because I mean, I don't know what the recruitment strategy is.
Well, they've been trying to get him since he was a kid.
Yeah.
Him and his brother. And his
brother was trying to get Tanjiro.
That's true. He wasn't even supposed to be part of this.
Yeah.
Except for until his, you know, sister turned into a demon.
Exactly.
It's crazy. I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, I still think Demon Slayer is good. I just think the pacing of it is currently abysmal. I think they've just done, and it's, I don't know, probably since episode 3, like 4, 5, 6 has not been great. I don't
Correct.
Know.
Correct. I would agree. I would basically say episode 8 was the best episode of the past 4 since we did 1 through 4 as a review.
Yeah.
5, 6, and 7 were kind of, you got through it. You saw glimpses of cool things.
Yeah.
Tons of backstory.
Yeah.
And then this last week's episode was tons of action.
Yeah, where we're like, finally, somebody's killing this damn demon.
Yeah.
Except you're also still freaking out for everybody else because you're like, there's a lot of happening. Because there is a whole other demon over there who's like, Jesus, that one seems, he's a nightmare in himself. But I'm glad. And you're always very much like, where the hell is Mitsuri?
Yes.
Where is she? Her entrance was incredible, though.
Oh, it was great.
Her entrance was amazing. She was so cute when she just grabs Tanjiro and she's like, sorry, I was late. But she went in there so hardcore, but it like made it look really easy. I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see more Mitsuri, and I really hope she kicks some ass. I do not want to be devastated, but we'll see what happens.
Man, you know what the thing about this episode of this podcast that we're recording? It feels like our A block.
This is the A block?
It seems like the Demon Slayer talk is the A block. It's like the thing you talk about with the most relevant stuff. Damn. And then you go B and then C.
We bust it.
It's all right. What I mean, is this? We're learning.
So what are we on? B block? C
no,
block
now
right
now?
No,
we're on C block.
Got it. Well, with that being said, I guess we also watched Hell's Paradise. We caught up on some Hell's Paradise. Still watching it. Wasn't on that list. Does nobody like it? I don't
We come at you all with questions in this podcast because someone needs to ask it. Does anybody like it?
Does anybody like it? I
Speaking
like it.
Of, my home hero. We just watched that. My home hero is the guy who is he's super into into mystery and detective novels.
I immediately erased it from my mind.
He murders somebody in the Yakuza who's his daughter is in a relationship with the Yakuza son.
Yeah.
And is hitting her and he murders him.
Oh yeah.
And now he's in a cover up with
another Yakuza, maybe?
No, with his wife.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's covering up with his wife. Oh yeah, and then then enemies become friends, but not at a distance.
But not at all.
Yeah, no, I think it's that one's very fun to me.
I think you have to like murder mysteries.
Isn't that one of the categories that people love?
I think so. I'm just saying I think sometimes they get less love in the anime genre because people don't like suspense thrillers as much.
Interesting.
You know what I actually
I love ID Invaded.
I know. I don't know if I heard this in real life or if this was a video
or a dream.
Or a dream, honestly. I heard somebody say I think it might have been a party I was at.
And honestly, I think I wasn't there.
And honestly, it was Zoom meeting.
Actually, guys, I'm making it up as I go. I'm sorry.
Zoom.
I overheard it in an aisle in a grocery store.
Anyway, somebody said they watched 2 episodes of Death Note and couldn't get through it. They hated it.
Wow.
2. They gave it 2 episodes.
I think that one has one of the best opening episodes.
And they were like, I'm out. This is boring. They were like, not for me. And I'm like, people are crazy. We really do have different tastes. And that's okay. But it just blows my mind that sometimes your taste is trash.
Episode 1 is so good of Death Note.
I agree. I Death Note was probably the 4th anime I'd ever watched.
Wow.
I know. Crazy.
And at the time? The second best.
Inuyasha, then Death Note.
For me, it was that's flipped.
Oh, then you were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Hell's Paradise. You like it?
I do.
I think it's an interesting
story.
It's
watchable, but I don't think it's like
great.
I don't think it's great.
That's so interesting because they were really, they had really high expectations coming in here, calling it the Dark Trio. And the new, or yeah, the Dark Trio was their whole new name. Jujutsu Kaisen, Hell's Paradise, and...
Tower of God?
No. It's not in the Dark Trio.
I'm just saying, if you're doing, forgotten. Of all of the webtoon ones, give me more Tower of God.
They are going to bring more Tower of God. It's coming at you.
Let's go.
You're ready. You're ready for it. I mean, that's another one that's like, what's taking this one
Let's
so
go.
Long?
Let's go.
There's a billion episodes.
They've got seven. Yeah. So I think Tower of God has been out for 8 years.
But it's not finished. It's like One Piece.
You're not going to catch up.
It's the One Piece of webtoons.
You're not going to catch up.
I'm just interesting because interesting. I'm just interesting. I mean, I'll tell you guys why. I'm just interested because you said that that first season's pretty faithful to like a faithful adaptation of the webtoon itself, like chapter wise.
Yeah. What blows my mind is how long his chapters are, even to this day.
I loved that, but a lot of people did not like Tower of God because they thought it was like too much exposition. Even though
it's what it is. You're not going to like, I mean.
Then they're not going to like Tower of God.
It's definitely more, what the cool part about Tower of God is that it gives you different things.
Yeah.
It's got a hero who largely is motivated by like a little bit of friendship, a little bit of love.
No, he's 100%.
And he's innocent and he's pure.
Yes, but he's so geared towards just trying to find Rachel.
So this is the cool part about Tower of God.
Okay.
Is that your main character gets to grow.
Yes.
And their motivation completely changes.
And well, I would, here's the thing. I'm not going to spoil Tower of God because this is me telling you go watch it. Seriously.
And
just
this is me telling you
it,
read it.
Make it through the first season of Tower of God because that last episode is everything. That last episode, I screamed. I'm pretty sure. I was like, oh my God. Whoa. And it was so worth it. It was such a crazy payoff because I was like, what just happened? What just happened? I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're kidding me right now. I have to say that is a really good, it's probably one of the best twists of an anime in the last several years. That's a really bold statement. I don't know if I can commit to that, but I'm going to say it right now.
And that's a statement that we're going to end that episode on. This episode.
We're ending this episode just like
on
that
you guys. Statement.
Go watch Tower of God.
And we're going to watch anime and talk about it with you
another day.